Chad Baker on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at Covington Community High School, talking with the girls' soccer coach, Damon Hegg, about their very successful season, a regional qualifier here this year in the IHSAA postseason. Damon, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and talking to me.
Let's talk about your team. You had a very successful season here, but of course you got to climb, you got to build a team to get there. Let's talk about the team first. Who's been the standout players for you this year?
That's a really tough question to answer. We've got a really strong group of upperclassmen, three seniors, and I want to say six juniors. I could be a little off on that. They work excellent as a group. We've got a real strong standout freshman who scored 26 goals this year in the regular season, and she's been a surprise nice gem from the Park League program. And just a combination of those two things, not to sell the sophomore short, who have done a fantastic job as well. But yeah, it's really been more of a collective than an individual.
A couple soccer coaches I've talked to sound like they have a similar balance where the feeder programs, whether it's the Park District or junior high or whether it's a YMCA type of league, they have very consistent and even classes. So your freshmen are strong, your sophomores are strong, to where it's a recharge and reload each and every year. Is that kind of a similar situation to what you're seeing over here at Covington?
Yeah, you always have waves. I mean, we lost, I want to say, six or seven seniors last year and only got three freshmen this year. But we're looking at a large freshman class coming up next year, and we won't be losing very many seniors. So you just got to take each year as it comes, and sometimes you lose a lot and don't gain much, and sometimes it's the opposite. We'll have a big group coming in and only lose a few.
And the nice thing about having a freshman, they come in, they play well, but they learn those leadership qualities very early on, at least in most programs anyway. What's that been like for her?
Yeah, our freshman's really embraced kind of just being part of the team. She's made friends with everybody. There's no bitterness or like, oh, we hate seeing a freshman succeed. No, everybody plays well together. They genuinely play like a team and like to see the success of their teammates and not just themselves.
What's the strength of this team? Offense, defense, goaltending, or is it just well-balanced? Tell us a little bit about what the inner workings are like.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to focus on how many goals we scored this year. It's been our highest goal-scoring season, but honestly, I think we don't win as many games as we have this year without the strength of our defense. I think with, like you said, having a young freshman scoring so many goals, it's really easy to forget that we had a back four defense with our goalkeeper that also only allowed 12 goals in the regular season, which has been one of our best seasons by far defensively.
A successful season doesn't come without adjustments. I mean, nobody gets it easy. Where are some of the adjustment, the fine-tuning points of the season? Was there a game where you're just like, okay, hey, we just got to forget about that. We got to go back to the drawing board, perfect what we do, and get back into the rhythm of things? Or has it been pretty smooth all the way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was talking with my assistant coach in the middle of the season, and we had a lot of success. We beat a lot of teams that we didn't usually beat. We were off to a flying start, and we came up against a team in Western Boone that we typically win against. We almost kind of count on it as a win during our season, and they just wanted it more that day, and they ended up beating us 1-0. And I think as frustrating as it was in the moment, it was a good loss for our program because it really helped fire the girls back up and realize, hey, if we start screwing around in practice, we start taking teams for granted, we're not going to go far in the postseason. I think I attribute a lot of success in the postseason to that loss in the regular season.
A lot of your players get angry when they lose. Is that the emotion that is shown the most, or are they kind of down a little bit and then you have to go and pick them up? How does that work?
As much as I hate losing, there is a small part of me that enjoys seeing the girls actually take it personally and get upset, whether it's anger or sadness, and just shows me that they do care and that they're just not going through the motions. I think it's necessary for a successful season to get fired up when you lose, show that you do care.
Retribution.
Exactly. That was kind of the theme of the postseason for sure. Revenge for last year and retribution for the season.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this postseason here. You had a nice run in sectionals here. Tell us about what was working, what wasn't working, and what you got to look to adjust here for regionals.
Yeah, kind of similar to what we talked about earlier. We really kind of succeeded off the back of scoring so many goals this season. But when it came to postseason, it was a strong, consistent defense that didn't let the other team score, and just some magical moments from a couple of our juniors in the first round and great composure from our upperclassmen in the penalty shootout in the championship.
What's the ceiling on this team? Is there one? Do you feel like you have it in the team to have a good run here, or do you have to have some things fall your way? What's going to be the success points for you to continue to advance?
Yeah, I think we come up against some really tough opponents here in regional, and I think it'll only get more difficult as we continue, if we continue. What I really enjoy about this team this year, and really just the program in the past, is we love to play to the level of our opponents, which can frustrate me as a coach sometimes against some of the lower opponents. But hey, whoever we're going up against in this postseason, they're not going to want to face us either, because we'll definitely rise to the occasion. So just continuing to keep intensity and don't let the girls lose interest and lose that fire that kept them going.
Damon, the girls have life off the field here. It's always important to have good student athletes, folks that are succeeding in school here. How does that component help with the leadership on the field? Somebody that's showing responsibility, showing that, hey, we can get it done in the classroom, we can get it done in the community. What's that component been like?
I've always been really lucky that almost all of the girls I have are both good students, good community members. And I don't know that I can honestly say I don't know as much of what I've done. When I get them, I try to keep them doing well in school and keep them doing things in the community. But whether it's parents, their middle school teachers, yeah, they just come to me and they're already great kids. And for whatever reason, we've just developed a reputation as having a squad full of a lot of those girls are pushing for valedictorian, salutatorian as well. And
sure.
I couldn't tell you right now what exactly the tie in between success in the classroom and success on the field is, but it's worked well for us. And I'm really proud of what the girls do, even off the field.
You mentioned that support, the parent support. I'm sure the crowds have been great this year. I mean, girls soccer, well, soccer in general in the area has continued to grow as, I wouldn't say it's going to overtake football, but it's definitely closing the gap as far as a fan support out there. Folks enjoy coming to the games, and there's a little bit of a camaraderie among the fans out there. Have you seen that this year?
Yeah, we're a fairly new program, and so we got to travel pretty far, sometimes as far as two and a half hours, just to get some games against similar sized opponents. And for the last 5 years, this year included, I've just been really impressed with how many parents and fans travel to watch us play, even if it's, you know, 2 hour drive on a Thursday night, school night. And so that's always been nice. And the whole community really impressed, really showed up for that sectional championship. And it was nice to see us filling the entire bleachers on the away side when we were playing a team at their home field.
Has that been a little difficult with there having a lack of girls soccer clubs here in the area, just not having the other schools having the numbers out to build programs here? Has that been a little on the frustrating side, or is it something that you just kind of know it comes with the territory, you know it's going to come with time, and if they see success in your program, then that maybe allows that vision for some girls in, you know, some of the schools south of here, some of the schools east of here, to build a program of their own?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely love it if the Wabash River Conference had more soccer teams, because I like the idea of being in a conference and fighting for a conference championship every year, not just playing random teams around the state. I'd also love it if Illinois girls soccer wasn't played in the spring and we could continue some of those Illinois rivalries that we have with some of the boys sports. But it's been a lot of fun, and in the last 5 years or so, we've kind of made our own rivals, and we've kind of made our own, I won't say conference, but we got a couple of teams close by, the Crawfordsville schools, Benton Central, some of the Southern Terre Haute area schools. You know, that's what we gauge ourselves on. How are we doing against the local teams that are only 30, 45 minutes away? And how do we match up against them on a year-to-year basis? Kind of almost like a conference.
Very good. Well, Damon, I appreciate your time here. I know this has been a very busy week. I can tell you're already in the zone. I know the girls probably are too. All the best of luck to you here in the postseason. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming down here. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And hopefully we're talking next week about what we're going to do for semi-state.
That would be fun. That would be fun. That's Damon Hegg with the Covington Community High School Girls Soccer Program. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.